Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Former President Trump has an indictment against him now, and this is sort of a message to us, and it's told us much about where the race for 2024 stands. They're so afraid of him winning again. Because of what that will mean. If Trump wins again, for all of you that are out there, without a doubt, Trump is going to go after the swamp. He's going to go after the swamp. Many dramatic declarations have been espoused by talk media that all but guarantees the nomination for the former president. They're not especially nuanced or especially insightful because they're probably correct. And the indictment and the timing and the candidates' reactions to a host of actually nuanced details are actually much more telling. The candidates are essentially hitting the long summer slog, and most of the field is demonstrating that they're in the race for anything other than serving the nation for 4 years, without pay, 24/7, 365, and doing so fundamentally because they're trying to save the nation. When your motives aren't pure, your campaign will expose them very, very quickly. It's not my rule. It's just a rule, as it is. It's just the rule. Now, what does that mean? Everybody running on the Republican side should be running purely for the amazing chance to obliterate evil, to obliterate those powers that seek to destroy America, like watching a fellow American endure a monstrous attack. And based on that and that alone, we've learned a few things. Not one of the declared candidates is unconditionally backed the president. After watching him endure the last 8 years of open fire on himself and his family, at least one of them should have. He could have made all of the attacks against himself if he had simply agreed to return to his quite enjoyable life in the private sector. He's incapable of doing so because his nation is getting ripped to shreds, and he feels like he has an ability to do something about it, perhaps unlike any other American has before him. And the reason he is so uniquely suited for this is because he can fight all of this monstrous stuff. Most people cannot. Most people are not worth $2.5 billion to be able to fight all of this nonsense, and he knows it. So he's doing it. And to that end, DeSantis, Scott, Ramaswamy, Haley, Pence get points for realizing that it is what Joe Biden is attempting through this. Now, what they recognize is that several of the candidates recognized and identified the problem, a corrupt establishment government weaponizing its executive power over a single citizen. in an attempt to crush his support. None of them were able to utter anything confessionally that demonstrated that they realized that if Biden would do it to Trump, that he wouldn't hesitate for a second to do it to them. Even in their statements acknowledging the problem, they remained cautious, measured, and always quick with the "when I'm president" observation. And unsurprisingly, you had Asa Hutchinson call for Trump to leave the race. Equally unsurprising, loudmouth former Governor Chris Christie, whose Bridgegate scandal and double standards in office like banning New Jersey residents from beaches while he and his family lounged upon them, have so thoroughly made a mockery of his ambitions that he's been reduced to a big caricature. I'm resisting the other parts I was going to say. This is the same ham-handed joke who has been telling a specific Salem radio talk show host and his producer that Trump is scared of me because I was his debate partner for 2016 and I know where all the bodies are buried. Now, similarly, they have the media, while they're jumping up and down on this particular story, have ignored a larger story of criminal fact from last Thursday, the FBI Director Wray being forced to produce the document that demonstrates that then-Vice President Joe Biden participating in a $10 million bribery scheme. And worse, the document seemingly indicates that the now president and executives participating in the crime joked about how it would take investigators at least a decade to put the dots together, even if the actions were discovered. And it's important to note the executives involved were from the company that was under investigation for corruption. At the time of that investigation, Joe Biden was caught bragging on tape about how he threatened not to deliver American aid for that nation if the government did not essentially end the investigation. So let's be clear. Remember, one of the impeachment things about Trump was a phone call he made to the same country, to the same executive. But the current president threatened on tape that he would withhold our tax dollars for aid to a nation unless the nation ended an investigation into one of its private companies. And after they ended the investigation, executives from that company bribed Joe Biden in a $10 million scheme that he then splits with his son, Hunter. The FBI has a document that proves these facts and has had them for a while. Yet they're more focused on a civil violation of 31 documents that Trump had. They knew he had them. They asked him to put an extra lock on the storage of them, which he complied with. He did. Yeah. The other GOP candidates know this, and they need to get solid against the lurking powers of darkness and evil that they should be wanting to fight. Now, Trump got out there and he gave a speech in North Carolina. He staked out the clearest reasons why America must be rescued. From national defense to the defense of America's women and girls, he made it clear that this is a fight for good versus evil. And he's not taking one step backwards. And this is while he's absorbing the latest round of machine gun-like attacks that continues to separate him from the rest of the field. He is weathering them. And this is going to be problematic for the other Republicans. They need to stand up and get solid. We need to see a show of solidarity for the party if this were to happen. I hope that should Trump win the general, I hope that he can get enough support to where good can return in these very evil and destructive times. I don't know how likely that is. We're going to see. But make no mistake about it. We are in a dire moment. We are in a dire moment where we're either going to have to, you know, as they say, cut bait or fish. And you don't want to know what the fishing means. Trust me on that. You don't want to go fishing right now. But just remember, everything is weaponized. Everything is weaponized against you. You don't get to just live. No. We want everything you got. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, right now we have this little moment in time where we can look at this very appropriate story. Because it involves both smoke clouds and climate change. Right now, AOC got out there and blamed the clouds of smoke wafting down from the Canadian wildfires last week on climate change. That's actually the climate taking care of itself. Because that air was formerly over Canada. Yeah. And it blew it away. And now it's dissipating. It's really thick in Canada. It's much thinner here. And it'll be thinner by the time it gets down to where I'm at. And by the time it hits the Atlantic or Florida or whatever it turns out to be, it'll be thinner. And yes, we will have to endure it. We sure will. But, you know, as you'd likely expect without even needing to check, the claims about climate change turns out to be total and complete nonsense. Absolute. Nothing but. But the underlying fact that proves it nonsensical nature turned out to be a well-rooted in science. And researching the question turns up something even more interesting. Now, you could look at the work of veteran meteorologist Anthony Watts of the Heartland Institute. He's been studying the weather and climate in general for a very, very long time. He travels around the country inspecting meteorological equipment and studies historical weather data from around the world. And one of the first findings he would like the public to be aware of is not only are wildfires common in many parts of North America, but the reality is that in the 21st century, they've actually been less numerous than they were in the past. And they're just getting more attention from the press and on social media now because, of course, you know, they're caused by something. They're caused by, there's a reason that they're caused. And we get, rather than focusing discussion on what the real or imagined harms may be, how to mitigate them, how to help people, climate activists are taking the opportunity to blame climate change for the smoke. And the reality is that wildfires are becoming less frequent and severe as the planet modestly warms. And as wildfires become less frequent, it is nonsensical to blame the few wildfires that remain on climate change. Peer-reviewed studies and verified satellite observations show beyond a shadow of a doubt that wildfires in the long-term, mid-term, and short-term have become less frequent and less severe as the Earth modestly warms. The likely reason is the measured increase in evaporation from the world's oceans, which has resulted in more frequent global precipitation. So we're not drying out. We're getting more rain. And that's not the shocking part of the story. When discussing the modest warming the planet is showing, there's a need to have solid data. But as Dr. Watts has examined weather stations around the country, he has discovered that the available data may be nearly useless when attempting to quantify very slight changes in average temperatures. And that's because more than 90% of the data is corrupted. And the reason for that is that the reality that the mass majority of thermometers that NOAA relies on are improperly installed and maintained, leading to the recording of artificially higher temperatures. And we get this, a new study, corrupted climate stations, the official U.S. surface temperature record remains fatally flawed, finds approximately 96% of U.S. temperature stations used to measure climate change fail to meet what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration considers to be acceptable and uncorrupted placement by its own published standard. The report, published by the Heartland Institute, was compiled via satellite and in-person survey visits to NOAA weather stations that contribute to the official land temperature data in the United States. That research shows that 96% of those stations are corrupted by localized effects of urbanization, producing heat bias because of their close proximity to asphalt, machinery, and other heat-producing, heat-trapping, or heat-accentuating objects. I could have told them that. In order to produce an accurate reading based on their standard, they have to be in a natural, pristine location like a field or a forest or a hilltop. But Dr. Watts' research has revealed that more than 90% of them are in inappropriate places. And, 96% are in parking lots, on buildings, against brick walls, or in other artificial environments. reflective heat. One of the reasons it's colder in the country than it is in the city is because there's nothing absorbing at the heat in the country, like buildings. Buildings make an area warmer. They have heat on the inside, right? They have radiant heat radiating out towards the walls. Then they have sunlight hitting the walls. So the bricks and the asphalt and the other human construction materials used in these environments, they trap heat, leading to a warming bias in the collected data. And the thermometers placed in natural settings register lower average temperatures. That's not to say that the cities and parking lots and highways aren't warmer. They certainly are. But it's not because the planet overall is getting warmer. It's because we build things that trap and retain more heat than Mother Nature would capture and retain it if left to her own devices. We are altering the environment in our area. So, this is an excellent piece of data. And there is a way to reduce warming cheaply and relatively easily, and it doesn't involve banning gas stoves or outlawing people's cars or decimating the fossil fuel industry. We just plant a trillion trees. And I'm all for it. I mean, I love trees. I have a bonsai collection of my own. And there are innovative design projects in place allowing trees and shrubbery to be planted on and around buildings in urban areas. This is why they try to have green spaces in these urban areas. Besides the fact that they're beautiful. And, we could also have vast tracts of former forest land that could be restored. And all of those plants would create shade, which would reduce the local temperature. They would simultaneously suck carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and replace it with oxygen, if you're interested in that sort of thing. And sadly, trees do all of this on their own with no intervention from humans. That means they don't make any money for people like John Kerry and his private jet-setting friends, so you'll never hear them endorse trees. So, I don't know. I just found that really interesting. The climate change template is the same as the gun control template. So when I look at the two of them, here, just like with the empirical data we have for armed citizens, we have some data that shows, oh, you guys are idiots. I sort of knew that already, didn't you? I sort of knew that already. But, it's always nice for vindication. I always enjoy it when we get a little vindication. It always makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 428 points at 34,408. S&P 500 rose by 53 points to 44,25. The Nasdaq gained 156 points to 13,782. Florida's governor speaking out about an event to celebrate Pride Month at the White House. It turned sour. Ron DeSantis is calling out the Biden administration after trans activists flashed their breasts.
And I think even the White House had to acknowledge it was inappropriate, but I would ask them, if it is inappropriate to do that, the White House, which I certainly think it is, why do you want to have that curriculum jammed into a second grader's classroom? That's what you're always talking about.
A fire truck carrying several Nuggets players hit a Denver police officer during the championship parade this morning. The officer sustained serious injury, was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Almost halfway through June. Are you feeling the pride? Are you proud? How could you not be proud? Because you got all these opportunities to celebrate Ramadan for the leather Speedo set. You know, you can't swing a glitter-stuffed unicorn without hitting his sister, Perpetual Perversion. Now, of course, Pride Month is bound to cause friction in a nation whose majority is still at least nominally Christian. Bud Light has been learning a related lesson the hard way. Target, too. And a lot of normal types seem to feel emboldened to not play along. And while the media and the corporations and the Biden administration are solemnly observing Big Twerking's high holy days, most people find the idea of taking pride in who and what you get freaky with strange, and maybe even a little repulsive. And anyway, there is no more fashionable or catered to minority group in America during the rest of the calendar year. And June is beginning to creak under the weight of all the pride floats and rainbow flags. And in nature, rainbows are special because we see them so infrequently. So, surprisingly, pride flags are becoming targets of vandalism, although USA Today seems to be feeling weakly for its feigning, you know, for the feigning couch. In the past week alone, pride flags have been stolen slash or burned in at least five states, including California, Utah, Arizona, Nebraska, and Pennsylvania. That's on top of similar incidents in California, New York, and May, including a man who defecated on a pride flag in Manhattan. That seems a little extreme. At the same time, where in Manhattan was he doing it? Were there no police anywhere? The threats and vandalism come as online extremists have been spreading a new hashtag in recent weeks that encourages others to damage, and destroy or steal pride flags wherever they see them. This according to Sarah Moore, an anti-LGBTQ plus extremism and analyst for the Anti-Defamation League and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. Now, is it just me, or does USA seem a little less confused about things or a little less concerned when this happens to American flags or Catholic churches or statues of Columbus, or it could just go on and on? Sarah Moore said, is that right? Sarah Moore is her name. Yes, Sarah Moore. She said, they're advocating for a destroy the pride flag challenge, or they call them capture the flag challenges, where they advocate for their followers to go out in really creative waves and capture and deface or set fire to pride flags from private residences and businesses across the country. Police in Nebraska are investigating the burning of a gay pride flag as a hate crime and the latest of a rash of recent attacks on the LGBTQ plus community, believed to be driven in part by online challenges. Sort of juvenile. There are far more sophisticated forms of dissent, people. For example, men dressing as nuns and simulating gay sex acts, that's really clever and might even get you invited to baseball games. Another really smart way to protest is to fill school libraries with your propaganda or have a drag queen story hour. Nothing gets people's attention like a large, stubbly guy in a cocktail dress reading Billy's First Nipple Clamps to a room full of first graders. Flag burning / stealing is inherently stupid, unless, again, it's an American flag, which is a fair game, by the way. And then it's protected speech is something, because us right-wingers got bigger fish to fry. We're using federalism to keep the pride parades on the pre-approved routes. And for the first time in its 40-year history, the Human Rights Campaign on Tuesday declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ plus Americans amid an increase in legislation targeting their rights. What rights exactly are they targeting? I get out and I meet people. And I know a few gay people, and I simply ask them, are you for this? Are you down for this? And they're not. They're not. They're very private people. They live a very private life. It certainly is not for me to be the one to judge them. It's not for any of us to be the one to judge any of each other. But on the other hand, and he agrees with it too. He thinks it's the stupidest thing out there. First of all, I went into a Target yesterday simply for the purpose to see if there was still a display up, which I did not see a display anywhere. And there will never be another display for anything for me. There will never be a display for, hi guys, are you heterosexual? Or here's a pair of just plain old swim trunks. Enjoy heterosexual month. Okay. Thanks. There's none of that, and I don't care. There is none of that, and I do not care. Going back to California again, as we do, because, California is a place you ought to be. Well, at least if you're the Beverly Hillbillies. Lawmakers are trying to push through some controversial legislation that would ban retail staff from attempting to prevent thieves from stealing from their stores. This is called this little piece of evil stuff. Senate Bill 553, which is submitted by State Senator Dave Cortez. And now it's going into in policy committees in the state assembly. He claims he hopes the proposed law will prevent workplace violence and protect staff from being injured during robberies. Well, many retailers, from store managers on down, are furious over this plan. The California Retailers Association characterized the move as an open invitation for thieves to come in and steal. And this is in a state where it's all, $950 is perfect, $949.99. We understand. I mean, they're just rolling in there with shopping carts, And retailers are closing. So it may not really be an issue in California, because there won't be any retailers left in California. California will be the state of Amazon, because everybody will have to order everything. But they're closing in San Francisco, L.A., Seattle, and Portland because of asinine policies just like the one proposed by Senator Cortez. And if this one passes, it will effectively make it a crime to try to prevent a crime. Now, When you're trying to get out there and figure out what does progressive lunacy look like, there's the picture. I have the picture for you. It's right there. This will also cause other problems in them. As the retailers close, which the retailers are going to close because they're crime targets, right? The retailers are going to close because they're crime targets. The other thing that's going to happen is that the crime will go back up again. Because before long, even the people that are not committing crimes are going to have to find a way to make money. So there's either going to be a mass exit out of the state, which there pretty much is already, or there's going to be a uptick in crime, which they're already having upticks in crime all over the place. And, well, there's that. And this is a problem. This is a huge problem. Always a huge problem. But we'll see. But this is one of the more stupid pieces of legislation I've seen, where they're making it a crime to stop a crime. That's just funny to me. That's just funny to me to consider this. But anyway, keep your eye on California. It's liable to get real. It's interesting already because Brill Cream is so jealous of Ron DeSantis for whatever reason. But now it's about to get really more interesting because it's going to be a free-for-all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. This is the last time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Ryan Bussey. You guys all have heard of him. You know who he is. He's made a name for himself as a gun industry insider who has turned anti-gun. The media loves to quote him. Absolutely love to interview him, you know. Without ever looking at whether he knows what he's talking about or not. Now, the difference between what I do versus what the mainstream media does is I look at everything critically. Critically. And so anything that anybody says, anytime, good or bad, I look at it critically. And most media outlets will never do that kind of thing. They drank the anti-gun claims like it is, in fact, their favorite flavor of the Kool-Aid. In fact, there's not even necessarily going to get basic facts right. Now, ProPublica, a non-profit investigative journalism outlet, published a glowing feature of Ryan Bussey, the senior advisor of Gifford's Gun Control Group. He's the gun control advocate who regularly poses with high-end side-by-side shotguns, plaid shirts, and talks about wanting his guns for hunting, but not everyone else for all other lawful reasons. He reminds everyone he was once a firearm industry advertising executive. Although he just about crashed the brand. I always thought he sort of crashed the brand. I may be wrong. I could be wrong. I have been wrong before. I will in fact be wrong again. Anyway. He's also the witness on Capitol Hill who demanded that the semi-automatic rifles with standard capacity magazines being banned. ProPublica gave Bussey carte blanche to opine on gun violence and indict the firearm industry for the insane criminal actions of deranged individuals. And in fact, the author in the article, Corey G. Johnson, a Pulitzer Prize winner, was called out by NSSF for manufacturing false facts out of whole cloth. And they have not published a correction on this, so they're just going to let it slide. In the second paragraph of the feature with Bussey, Johnson wrote, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, guns became the leading killer of children and teens in 2020, overtaking car crashes, drug overdoses, and disease for the first time in the nation's history. Except that wasn't true. The CDC never made that claim. In fact, when the actual study is closely examined, the entire narrative falls apart. and the University of Michigan Institute for Firearm Industry Prevention published a study in 2022, making the claim that firearms were the leading cause of death among children, surpassing motor vehicles for the first time in history. And the problem is that it's patently false, because the study includes 18 and 19-year-old adults. Those aren't children, not in the eyes of the law. And as such, including them is especially problematic. But it's necessary because of the gang violence. The gang violence is what drives the gun violence in those particular age categories. There are other issues with the piece itself, such as asking Bussey a ton of questions about guns, gun control, and the firearm industry, without actually contacting the firearm industry to get a counterpoint. They never do that when it comes to gun control. They never, ever get an opposing view. They used to, and the opposing view used to tear people apart. They don't do that anymore. They walk in knowing. It's bad when Bussey isn't the most problematic thing in a given piece, and yet there you are. Because they've changed the approach. And the truth of the matter is that there's nothing about the media that should give anybody cause to believe that they're interested in a what is actually a very nuanced understanding of the issues. They walk in knowing what they want to cover and what they want to present to the public, more or less, and that's what they get. That's what they put together, and that's what they deliver. Very few have challenged Bussey's claims about the gun industry. Fewer still have even noticed that Gabby Giffords literally said no more guns. They don't want people to see behind the curtain, so they're covering everything up in hopes no one accidentally catches a glimpse. They're supposed to be professional. So is the botched job on purpose? I kind of think it is, yeah. I think the botched job is on purpose. Right over here to my left of me is a newly approved Form 1 SBR. Because I decided to go that route. I'm one of the less than 250,000. And most everybody else just didn't comply. And this is bad. This is bad for gun control. Only a fraction of the guns affected by the ATF's new rule were registered with the agency during the four-month grace period that ended, 11 days ago? 12 days ago? So the ATF told the Reload on Friday that it had received just over 250,000 applications to register pistol brace-equipped firearms. And registering the affected guns was one path toward avoiding possible criminal punishment for possessing under the NFA after the agency implemented a rule reclassing the firearms as subject to NFA restrictions, which is ex post facto, which in and of itself should keep it from ever being, it should be just shot down. They did waive the tax requirement for registration to encourage owners to comply before the deadline, which was one of the only reasons I did it. See, because I will go back in a little bit. As soon as all this is done, I'm legal now. I can go where I will go. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about anybody. And I know plenty of people that have short-barreled rifles. See them all the time. You see them all the time. What we don't ever hear about is them raiding NFA places where people have these tax stamps. Not to say that they wouldn't do it, right? But the compliant, and they don't even know how many of these things are out there, which is the problem. That's a big problem. Because they put the number at anywhere between 10 and 40 million. And when you have that sort of a discrepancy, that's a whole lot of discrepancy. So this is just a fraction of the brace guns believed to have been sold in the decade since the ATF first said, yes, these are okay. In an impact assessment to the rule, they estimated that 3 to 7 million devices exist. But the Congressional Research Service puts the number at somewhere higher between 10 and 40 million. And they're still legal to sell. You can still go and buy a pistol brace today. So right now, and I don't know which figure they're going by, but, we're looking at 0.6% and 8%. That's the compliance ratio. Now, it's possible that a few people just pulled them off the gun, Still others are exempt for now under injunctions for members of SAF, FPC, and GOA. And behind them will be NRA and NAGR and everybody else that is a gun rights organization. But I'm pretty sure that this doesn't account for anywhere close to the 3 million pistol brace owners who are much less any 40 million. So does this mean that most of everybody's going to think the rule's going to be thrown out in due course and figure they can lay low until that happens, for one thing? And then there's a lot of people that went out and bought this and just thought it was a really cool little short thingy, and they don't actually follow gun rights and gun control discussions to any sort of an extent, and they're ignorant that this has happened. So now they're felons and they don't realize it. And the other thing is that a lot of gun owners are just simply done. They're tired of the unelected bureaucrats trying to tell them what's lawful and what isn't. And they're not playing that game anymore. So they're going to hold on to their pistol brace and store them next to their bump stocks. And they're just waiting until all this evaporates in a court ruling. And more than likely, that's exactly what's going to happen. And when that happens, I will go buy a AR-15 pistol with just a tube on it, and I've already got my pistol brace to stick on it. I don't even have to buy it. I've got one already. Pretty good one, too. I'll have my cake, and I will eat it, too. And I will be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.